You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number 127.
That was a short clip from Angels We Have Heard on High, a great jazz interpretation of the classic song by Bill Myers. I think you'll enjoy it, so stay tuned. At the end of my podcast, I'll play the full song. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. I also invite you to follow me on Twitter. My handle is RodsPods. As always, I post links to all the things we talk about on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. Now for my main topic today, it's my interview with Blackboard CEO Jay Bhatt. Now this is part two. If you missed part one, go to Rod's Pulse Podcast. It's number 126, and we talk about Blackboard World, some Blackboard history, and we focused on their MyEDU acquisition and ePortfolio features. I'll tell you, when I do a long interview and go back and listen to it, I'm sometimes impressed by all the great information that's in it. And this is one of those cases. There's a ton of information here, which I think, especially if you didn't get to the Blackboard World conference last July, you'll find a lot of good information about Blackboard. We talk about their new user experience in the new version of Blackboard that's coming out. Right now, it's only available on their new public cloud implementation, which is also something new that they announced. So I'll be talking a lot about the new user experience, their new interface, which is called Ultra, a fully responsive interface, the new Collaborate, and their massive data integration now between Blackboard and other components. And as you might guess, Blackboard has more data on student behavior than just about anybody else in the world. So we can start putting that information to good use. We talk about their product bundling, changes to Blackboard Mobile Learn. Now, something that was really interesting we talked about was Blackboard Labs. Now, I wasn't that familiar with it. Blackboard Labs is an outgrowth of some of the new innovation that Blackboard is doing. There's a polls app, which you can use either anonymously or through your Facebook account. There's a mobile grading app that a lot of faculty might really appreciate if they want to do grading on the go. There's the Job Genie app, which is connected to the career path analysis that is powered by MyEDU. Something that they also did, which I wasn't aware of, they have a free anti-bullying app called TipText, and that's free to all K-12 schools. So as Jay says, he thinks that over time, Blackboard, quote, lost some of their innovation muscle. While I certainly believe they have gotten it back and they're doing a lot of innovative things. The last thing I wanted to mention was something that Blackboard did. Do you remember a pay my tuition hashtag? Pay My Tuition Challenge was a way that students were challenging more wealthy individuals to help pay their tuition. Blackboard took up the challenge and had a contest and paid for several students' partial tuition. So Jay says that's an outgrowth of fundamental cultural changes that are now going on within Blackboard. So that's it in a nutshell. Here we go. Here's my interview with Jay Bhatt. If my eyes didn't deceive me, as I was looking at some of the YouTube videos, especially the one that talked about the new user interface, it looked very much like the MyEDU interface. Is that what the new UX is coming out of?
A little bit of both, I would say. The reason it looks that way is because we thought MyEDU was beautifully designed. Actually, there were two really big, call it assets, in the MyEDU acquisition. The first one was this really cool technology. But the second one was this group of incredibly intelligent and insightful product developers and designers and entrepreneurs that really, really built tools with a design bent. And so, you know, a lot of the great ideas coming into Blackboard are coming from our legacy design organization, which is very bright and very thoughtful. But it's also coming from this MyEDU team, which is based in Austin, Texas, and is really contributing. So you see some of their handiwork at play in the new UI. But a lot of the new UI, just not a knockoff of the MyEDU UI, there's a lot of very, very big creation in our new UI. We call it Ultra. It's the complete change in the way Learn represents itself to the customer we unveiled that at BB World, and that's what you're seeing in some of the videos. It's really, you know, it doesn't do it justice to verbalize it because it's so visual. You know, it's really important to look at it visually. And some of the advancements, for, especially for those people that have used Learn for a long time, are jaw-dropping, are dramatic. And, you know, the way navigation works, it's not just the, you know, use of colors and graphics. That's just a small part of it. It's really the way the navigation works, how you access the data, how the system resets, the link into the information that you're trying to get into the LMS, the link out to companion products of ours. So we also released a big project. We released the news of a big project we've been working on inside of Blackboard around the re-architecture of the UI and interface and whole architecture of our Collaborate product, which is our virtual classroom product. And so we've removed all the Java stuff out of it. It looks like a very modern next generation video conferencing tool with all of the great education capabilities centered around it. So
I saw that as well. Yeah.
And so I think what's great about Ultra is the link, the access right from the Ultra UI into the Collaborate UI and the Collaborate video conferencing is seamless. There's no multiple clicks. There's no access points. There's no old and new. And that's what you can expect from Blackboard going forward. Is one of the things we're working really hard on right now. One of our very, very, you know, there, if you think about the two big technology concepts that, you know, have really permeated Blackboard over the last 12 months. First one is the UI, importance of the UI and UX, the user experience and the user interface. And you're seeing that in the products that we're releasing of late. The second one that's a little less recognizable right now, but you'll see more of, is the massive amount of data integration and the opening of the APIs and the connection of our tools to each other and to third-party technologies in the marketplace. You know, the concept of monolithic application, Blackboard was good in that early on it developed what we call building blocks or, you know, componentized APIs that gave access to the product to third-party developers, et cetera. But there's much, much more we can do amongst our own portfolio and then across the ed tech landscape so the data can flow, because we think that one of the biggest changes that's going to happen in education over the next 5 years is the explosion of big data and the use of that data to make thoughtful, intellectual, and analytical decisions around student outcomes and around improving student environments in education. And we sit on, and where Blackboard can contribute there, we sit on more student data than any company, anybody in the world, including all of the institutions that we serve, because we have so many students in our LMS. And so those students are constantly creating a map of their behavior. What are they doing? How are they doing it? What are they succeeding in, what are they not succeeding in? We should be amalgamating that data and then analyzing it and allowing administrators and faculty to make decisions on it to improve student behaviors.
You know, getting back to a moment to the very impressive UI with, you know, like I saw a glimpse of that, the fully responsive, you know, dynamically adjusting to screen size. And as we know, yes, Everybody's moving to all different size mobile devices. Do you see that displacing the separate Blackboard Mobile Learn product, which has gone through a couple of iterations? And to be honest, it hasn't met with a lot of satisfaction because there's always that mixture of, you know, the iPad UI, you know, combined. When you dig down a little deeper, then you have to go into the, you know, the more traditional web UI. So do you see that going away or being blended into the new product?
Yeah, it's already happened. When I got here, what I found was a user experience in the Blackboard Learn product that was very different from the mobile interface. And a large part of that was, you know, by the way, the mobile interface, it was nice. It was a very delightful interface, but it wasn't consistent with the older UI of Blackboard Learn, which made sense because you wouldn't, you know, but most importantly, I think a customer wants consistency across their platforms. As you just aptly pointed it out, you know, the different form factor and platform will change depending on the place you're at, time of day, the activity you're involved in, but they want the same experience. And so, you know, the user wants the same experience. That's very clear in use of technology today. So what we did in the concept of re-architecting the UI of Learn, in parallel re-architected the UI of our mobile interface. So it's consistent with Learn. So it's consistent with all devices. You're right, it dynamically adjusts depending on the device, but there's no inconsistency with the experience. And that's really important. And what's the good news is the experience is all brand new and it's all modern and what a consumer would expect today. So we're not making it consistent. You know, I think it was a dilemma probably a few years ago for Blackboard because they had this older UI they hadn't refreshed and they had a new mobile UI. And what should you do? Should you go to the older, you know, maybe less attractive, I don't want to say less attractive, but less less modern UI with your mobile interface, or do you do something more modern or mobile and kind of hop between? Now we've upgraded everything, so it's one environment.
Can you tell us when we might see this new version?
Well, it's out. We've released it in the cloud. The other thing I should talk about, because it correlates, is the big news at BB World was that we are going to public cloud implementation.
Right.
And we are releasing product in the cloud. And so think about three ways, if you're an institution, there's three ways to digest your Blackboard product portfolio. And I say portfolio because the other thing we didn't talk about, but and I'm happy to talk about it if you'd like, but one of the things we announced about 9 months ago, but I found a lot of people didn't know about. We didn't do a very good job of announcing it, so we kind of re-released the news at BB World, was the bundling of our products. You know, the idea that you were supposed to go and buy, you know, and Learn, Content, Community, Explore, Mobile, all separately, as separate individual products, is not consistent with where we want to be. We want those things to come together. We want them to integrate. If you want a virtual classroom tool and Collaborate, you should go to a different bundle, but that should also include your Learn. And so we release these bundles. That's important. That's an important note to make because you're going to look at pretty soon. You're going to look at Blackboard and you're going to see a totally different portfolio that consists of many of the old brand products, but are bundled up in a very integrated way. That's one thing. The second thing we did was in conjunction with that, we decided to, we felt we needed three implementation options of our suites or bundles. One would be what we call self-hosted or, hosted by the institution, right? Served up by the institution. The second one is what we call internally managed hosted, but what the rest of the universe calls private cloud. And that's what we've been running for a long time. We've had our own private cloud for customers in a managed hosted facility. Blackboard runs. You don't have to have an IT department. And so that's a cloud of sorts, but it's not a multi-tenanted public cloud. But we have not had that third element, which is for some customers very important. For others, they'll never go there or won't go there near term, which is the idea of going to a, you know, Amazon environment or whatever, where there's public hosting going on and, you know, essentially renting your software out there. And we have we worked very hard over the last 12 months to release Learn and many of our other products. There are a lot of our other products have been in the public and private clouds for a long time, like Connect and Collaborate. But specifically, our LMS is now in the cloud. The first instance of our Ultra UI environment is in that public cloud implementation, and that is out, so that people can access that today. So that's where we're featuring our Ultra environment. The way you buy in that cloud is the same way you buy in the non-cloud environment, through bundles and suites and combined product portfolio.
So to the end user, it would look the same. I mean, or is it different? I guess what comes to mind is course sites. Now, is that in the public cloud or?
Course sites has been instantiation, I think is the word, of Learn. It's kind of a MOOC cloud platform, and it's been that, but it's been a limited cloud MOOC platform. What Ultra is, what Ultra in the public cloud is a full LMS environment that's hosted in the public cloud. So the answer is yes, it will look the same eventually, but we have not implemented, so we're doing it, we're rolling out the new UI in pieces. So, that's why I said it's not available in the managed hosted facility today. So if you're in a managed hosted facility, if Blackboard is hosting for you, you're probably not running our new UI. If you're in the public cloud, you probably are. That's where we're asking people to experiment. And by the way, it's beautiful. UI is Unlearn. There are going to be plenty of customers that acknowledge that it's a much more modern, more pleasing interface, but won't want to move to it. And the reason they want to move to it is, as you know, it's you get used to your UI, and you're very, very personal about your UI. You're very protective of the way your software delivers to you. And so one of the things I learned long ago in my software career, years ago, when I kind of blew it and released a new UI in a very, very well used and volume oriented product without any backup for allowing the customer to go to the old interface, I should never do that again. That's a mistake. There's a lot of customers, notwithstanding what you think about their the important use of the new UI, they want to stay on their old experience. So we wanted to introduce it in this public cloud environment, which is new unto itself, so as to not disrupt the customer's workflows. But that you can imagine that this will over the next period of time, and I can't really talk about specifics on the timing, will find its way into the other environments.
As far as your sort of version numbering, I mean, we've been used to 9.1 now for quite some time with different service packs. Is that going to continue, or will this new Ultra be 9.1 or 10, or can't you comment on that yet?
We haven't really disclosed that yet. But what I can tell you is, I'm not a real big believer in the nomenclature of the release structure that we have had historically. I think there have been there are reasons why we did it, and I'm not, there's reasons why we call full releases service packs. Actually, these SP releases, many of the SP releases are not really service packs. They're, not to the rest of the software world. They're full releases. They're very
right.
Challenging to implement for an institution. And if it's fictional to say it's just a service pack. Service pack is like a bug fix. It's not a in the rest of software. So we kind of, for whatever reason, we stopped major releasing in nomenclature at 9.1, and we went to the service pack methodology. I think it would be safe to say that we're really reevaluating that structure. One thing I wanted to mention, I didn't mention before when you were talking about mobile stuff, we're doing a lot of other things on mobile too, a lot of other things. We've really accelerated, especially with the MyEDU team actually, had a lot of mobile expertise. And so that has allowed us to really accelerate into other really interesting tools going to mobile quickly. And we're releasing some of these things through our labs environment. I don't know if you're familiar with our labs environment that we opened about 10 months ago, maybe 8-10 months ago. Are you familiar with that?
Actually, I don't think I am now.
Okay, if you go to the public website, you can get access to Blackboard Labs. And Blackboard Labs is a kind of a sandbox environment that we put up there to allow anybody, it doesn't matter who, anybody, to experience some of the innovation that's going on inside of Blackboard firsthand before it's fully released, and give us feedback on it. Let us know what you think. So the first thing we put up there was a pretty light mobile tool called Polls, which was
I did see Polls, yes.
Okay, so we put that up in Labs, and we got a lot of great feedback. We're releasing a lot of the mobile stuff into the Labs environment. So we released a mobile grading app that is really cool, actually. Really going to create, it's connected to the Learn environment. It's really going to create utility for those that want to do their grading mobile, and many do. We released something called Job Genie for many devices, but specifically for mobile, which is a tool that is connected to the MyEDU activity. And it's basically a tool that allows a student to navigate through, manage their pathway through their institution, not necessarily manage their class structure into their career path, but try to understand and analyze what kind of career path they want to be on at that university and how they should go about doing that and why they should be attracted to that. And it's pretty cool. You can go up and it's got a beautiful interface and it's meant for mobile and it's already getting a lot of traction. Those are the kinds of things that we'll be innovating and putting up there on a regular basis, which is I would say, you know, again, only having been here for slightly less than 2 years, I don't want to comment too much, but I think Blackboard may have lost the innovation muscle for a little while in the mid years of its life cycle. And, you know, what I'm really proud to say is we got out very much back. I very much value innovation, organic and inorganic innovation. And I want to feature that early to the customer base.
Yeah, I was really excited when I heard about Pulse. To be honest, I just went to it briefly recently. And the thing that surprised me, unless I was missing something, was that it looked like the only way you could log into it was through Facebook. Is that correct?
You know what? That's, you got me. I'll have to look into that. And that shouldn't be accurate. So if that is, we got to fix that. That's not how I'd expect it. No. The other thing that I failed to mention, went into Pulse initially, but it's now in full release, and there are lots of K-12 environments using it, is a product called TipText, which we just re-released, and that was it's really primary, it's for mobile, and it's basically a tool to take on bullying. It's an anti-bullying application that interacts with our Connect environment, our Blackboard Connect environment, which is the emergency notification tool. Basically, what happened was, a group of our Connect developers who developed that tool every day for the mobile device felt that this same platform could be used for kids to report bullying incidents if it's on school grounds or off school grounds. But if they were going to do it, because 75-80% of 12 to 17-year-olds own a mobile device now, the way they're going to report is through their mobile device, probably through some texting methodology. So we built a very, very rudimentary early app on TipText. It was just pure texting with keywords, et cetera, rolled it out. A bunch of schools, you know, implemented it. Big districts, small districts. We then re-released around BB World a really beautiful mobile interface. So it attracts kids more into the application to utilize it for anti-bullying. It doesn't work. It only works in schools that are really serious about anti-bullying and are willing to create discrete workflows for reporting. So it can't be just a random tool that's not acted on. This. The kid needs to know it's confidential, and the kid needs to know that there will be action on their tip. And then it can't be anonymous, though, because if it's anonymous, you know, you can have misuse. So that's why it's coming from a personalized mobile device to an environment that's monitored. And we released that. That's, by the way, free in the U.S. Any school that wants to use it has access to it. We're putting that cost. We're not putting the phone line. We're not putting the telecommunications cost for it, but the application is free.
Well, listen, this has been a great review of what's going on. There are so many things happening at Blackboard these days. And, you know, as some may have accused me in the past of being a Blackboard fanboy, but, you know, I usually say the way it is. I've been promoting Blackboard for quite a few years here in our last institution, but it does seem like it's a pretty exciting time, and really, to be honest, doing a lot of catching up with some of the other newer-looking technologies.
I'd say we are doing a fair amount of catch-up. We're doing a fair amount of out-ahead innovation, which I'm really excited about. I don't think there's anybody really close to us in terms of the body of work that we've executed on in the last 12 to 18 months, so that's great. I think the second thing is, if you were to ask me, you know, one of the things I want to leave your listeners with is one of the biggest things that's going on at Blackboard, aside from innovation and product and progression of our business, et cetera, is there is a fundamental cultural change going on at Blackboard that I'm really very proud of. And it starts with empathy and a connection to the industry of education. You know, one of the things that mattered to me, you know, I'm an ex-teacher and I care about education. And this company is filled with people that, you know, bleed education. I mean, that's what they came to this company, not necessarily for a profit or a paycheck. They wanted to work for, you know, and they wanted to, take care of their families, but they wanted to do something that mattered to them. And a lot of people at this company, most people at this company are here for the mission. And, I think, you know, maybe along the way we lost that sight, but we have it very clear in our sights right now. That's why we're doing things like TipText. That's why we're innovating. And I'll tell you a really cool thing we did last week that I was really excited about, which is this. I don't know if you follow this hashtag #PayMyTuition. There was this big social media, Twitter kind of outcry around from the population to outcry to celebrities and politicians and, you know, wealthy people, I guess, to say, you know, how about if you pay my tuition, or how about if, you know, if you step in and help us, you know, education is so important, it's the future of our country, et cetera. It was kind of a half serious, half joking kind of thing. We saw that and we said, we should take this seriously. Why don't we create a competition amongst the students that are involved with Blackboard, where we will, Blackboard will donate tuition to the top three winners in this competition around submission of why, you know, what they're doing at school and why we should, why we should step in and support their education. And then ultimately how their education might change the world. And so there were all these submissions, and we pushed it out through social media. There were tons and tons and tons of submissions, something like, you know, almost 1,000 submissions. And we picked the top three. We had a winner and then two runners up. And there were 12,000, I think, votes that ultimately were cast. It was a crowdsourced, voted, polled process. We didn't pick the winner. The crowd, the universe did. And we have now funded the top three, some portion of their tuition, the top three. So that was really cool. And that's something that I don't think Blackboard would have done in the past. It wasn't a PR stunt. It was really truly a desire for us to bring attention to kids and their education and the importance of education. And that we're doing a lot of these activities all the way across the landscape in order to bring attention to the change in education that's happening, which we are very passionate about.
Well, that's very cool. Sounds like a Kickstarter for raising tuition.
Yeah. That's a good way to think about it. That's a very good way to think about it.
Well, Jay, listen, I want to thank you so much for the time. And I think this was gives folks a great rundown on what you've been up to. And if they miss Blackboard World, they probably were introduced to a lot of new ideas and new topics. And on my show notes on Rod's Pulse podcast, I'll certainly have links to some of the appropriate videos and links to some of your talks so people can dig in and get some more information. So I think that was great. I thank you so much.
Fantastic, Rod. Thanks a lot. Nice meeting you on the phone.
I hope you enjoyed the interview, and I think there's a lot of valuable information there about the future of Blackboard. And so please stay tuned for the full song, Angels We Have Heard on High. And until next time, have a great week. In fact, have a great holiday.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog, send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com, or leave audio feedback on his comment line at 610-616-2199. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.